It's time for Hartley's CAT Scan, a weekly podcast featuring the who's who of your Prince George Cougars.
And welcome to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Two key members of the Prince George Cougars on this edition of the podcast. In a few minutes, you are going to hear from Chase Wheatcroft and right now, Hudson Thornton. And Hudson, let's start off by when you hear Hudson Thornton, the number one scoring defenseman in Prince George Cougars history for one season, how does that sink in for you?
Yeah, obviously it's pretty special. I mean, I look at some of the guys who are on that list, and to be at the top of that, it's such an honor. And as much as it's an individual award or accolade, I guess I don't get there or get the record even close with all my teammates, and I'm just so lucky that I play with such a special group this year.
You had a little bit of a taste with the team as a 17-year-old, but really, it was as an 18-year-old. Your first full season, 45 points, 65 games. Well, now you're more than a point per game as you get set to wrap up the regular season. What do you attribute taking that next leap, the big jump, as an 18-year-old where you were successful, but obviously you've had more success like the team as a 19-year-old?
Yeah, I think just like everybody on the team, came into this year a lot more comfortable in the league, knew what to expect, knew the way that I could play and needed to play. And I just have, a lot of confidence with the puck on the ice and a lot of confidence in my teammates to make plays. And it contributes into personal success.
When I look at last season's Cougars team and this season's Cougars team, and I look at reasons why this year's is so much better, the obvious difference that jumps out to me, and I'm sure to a lot of fans, would be the much more increased production from the 20-year-olds. Besides that, why else would you say this year's Cougars team has made such a dramatic improvement?
Yeah, I think our core group of guys are all a year older, and all have had that experience in the league that, really realistically for our 03s last year was technically everybody's first kind of full season in the league. And I think just having that under our belt and along with our guys like Height and Zimmer and those 05 groups to have, a full year under their belt too, coming into this year just kind of all aligned. And obviously we have really, really good 20-year-olds. We have really, really good goaltending and we have a really, really good group. So our team just kind of sets out really nicely, and obviously we're having a really good year.
And then there's the power play. It's been the same five guys with you and Sampson on the point, and, of course, Wheatcroft, Height, and Zimmer up front. That has been the staple of this team. It's been a top three, top four power play all season long. You've had very few dips. Why has that been so successful?
Yeah, I think just chemistry and, from the beginning of the year, we kind of were set out as that five and kind of stayed that way. And obviously up front, you have Chase Wheatcroft, 105 points, Height, 90-something, and Zimmer close to 90 as well. And obviously Samson, all those guys, when we're snapping the puck around and we're making plays, I think, it speaks for itself with our percentage there, and we're pretty fortunate that we're all get to play on that unit, and it's going to have to be really big for us coming into playoffs.
Obviously, the game is fun, but if I was to ask you honestly, is it even more fun to play when you're on the power play?
Yeah. I mean, I think anybody that you asked that to is going to say, yeah, obviously. We have the man advantage, more room out there, and more time and space to make plays. And I think for anybody, that's kind of a big reason why you love the game. And especially for me, I love to get on the power play, and I find a lot of my success obviously comes from the power play. So just fortunate to be on that unit, and have a lot of fun when I'm out there.
Heading into the final weekend of the regular season, you're at 22 goals, which also ties a team record that was set by Buffalin in terms of goals for one season. One of the games against Victoria on the weekend, I think you had 8 shots, weren't able to get that 23rd goal. Obviously, that's something that you'd like to sort of wrap up before you get to playoffs.
Yeah, that's definitely the plan. I think Saturday night, maybe at times I found myself thinking about it maybe too much, and trying to maybe get shots on net that aren't there, and that's not something that I need to be doing. I think these last 2 games here, I just need to go in and play my game that's been working all year, and I think if it's meant to be, it's going to happen, and if I have a chance, then I plan on bearing down, and I'm hoping to break that record as well.
From a player's standpoint, from a player's point of view, last Saturday's game against Victoria, which obviously the team did not play very well, it was a letdown game, but you had already clinched 4th. You have 2 preparation games against Kamloops. Talk about the mindset difference when you are playing games that do not affect the standings, knowing that it's not far away before you play real games against Tri-City.
Yeah, I think just kind of from the beginning when 4th place kind of became a reality for us, that was our mindset for every game. And then that Friday night when we clinched it, just kind of maybe a sign of relief. And we had a long stretch of games and not a lot of days going into that Saturday night game. And obviously, like you said, it didn't go our way. And that's the way it goes sometimes. But it's on us to kind of stay mentally sharp. And obviously, the next 2 games too coming up, in hindsight really don't mean anything. But from our perspective, those are 2 really good opportunities to play a really good team and to really, really shape us coming into playoffs. And like you said there, that's kind of our mindset. And as hard as it is maybe at times to play, a game that, like I said, in hindsight doesn't mean anything. At the end of the day, every game matters, and everybody, we're always playing for something.
Now we know you're going to play the Tri-City Americans. You have played them 4 times in the season, but in reality, you haven't played them at all. And why I say that, the first 2 games of the 68-game grind was at home against the Tri-City. You split. But the rosters have changed dramatically. Start of the season, we're talking months ago. You did play Tri-City twice in Kennewick. At that time, it was just before the Seattle game where the flu bug hit everybody and you guys were not healthy. The lineup wasn't there. You did manage to take 1 game into overtime, but that was over 3 months ago. So in effect, do you sort of feel like I'm looking at it, you haven't played him at all this season?
Yeah, I think it definitely feels like that a little bit. And our games against them, we got away with, or got them done kind of earlier in the year, like you said, and obviously it's been months since we've played them, and yeah, our lineup is completely different, and theirs is too. It's going to be a little bit of going in blind against them, but we're going to have a really good week of practice heading into the playoffs, and we're going to do a lot of video, and I know that as a group we're going to be prepared to play them.
And their goaltender is the team MVP. In other words, he's a really good goaltender. People saw him at the World Juniors shine for Czechia, getting that team to the gold medal game where they lost in overtime to Canada. When you're going against a high-level goaltender, does that cause extra concern because you know that he has the potential to steal games?
Yeah, I think it's something to think about for sure. I don't think it's something that we need to be worried about. I think we just have to play our game, and obviously our group is known for producing offense, and when the goalie's good and he gets hot, of course, it's something to think about, and maybe he can steal a series or not. But if we're getting traffic and if we're bearing down our chances, then I really like our chances against them.
And it's interesting because one of their strengths as well is the power play. And, of course, we've talked about it. Power play has been your strength as well. You take a look at, not only yourself. Samson's been putting up roughly a point per game. You've had other production from the back end. In terms of points for defensemen, I think the Cougars are at or near the top of the league in terms of production. Is that something that is discussed to get that fourth guy into the play, to get the defenseman into the play, and you'll sometimes sacrifice at the other end?
Yeah, I think, for the most part, it's take care of the D zone first and then obviously jump in when we can. And, obviously I try to do it as much as I can. And, Sammy obviously does too. You mentioned him there. He's been so good for us all year. And he does so many things that, maybe that I don't do in the D zone. And, obviously he jumps in and has that offensive touch too. And obviously we play together too. So, we're always talking about it. And, our goal though going out there is take care of the D zone first. And, when we jump in and we're in the O zone, we have the abilities to make plays and, hopefully contribute to goals. But at the end of the day, we just kind of want to focus on the D zone first. And, when we get our offensive chances, then we got to bury down on them.
Talk about the difference in the dressing room going into playoffs. You're going against Tri-City. I won't necessarily say your favorite because it is a 4-5 matchup and there is very little difference in terms of points. You've got home ice advantage unless it goes 5 because it is a 2-3-2. But last season, you were an underdog going in against Portland. The games were competitive. You didn't manage to win any, but, you were just scraped into the playoffs. This season is different. Talk about the mindset going into round one against Tri-City compared to round one a year ago against Portland.
Yeah, I think for a majority of our group, it's just the fact that we've had that experience of playoffs already. And going into the week there, like I said, we're going to have a lot of prep and we're gonna do everything we can to kind of focus in on Tri-City. And obviously playing at home, having that home ice advantage is so huge for us too, something we didn't have last year. And like I said there, with our group kind of, everybody having that experience in the league, if not playoffs, but the core group of guys that, that have been here, had that experience last year. And I think that just gives us so much more confidence coming into playoffs.
What do the Cougars need to improve the most to advance past round number one? Something that, you're doing in the regular season that you need to now elevate in the playoffs?
I think just stick to our game. I think it's been working for us, for the majority of the year. And, playoffs is a time where everything needs to be working. Our 5-on-5 play needs to be, the best it's ever been. Our penalty kill needs to be the best it's ever been. And our power play needs to be the best it's ever been. And I think if we stick to our systems and we execute, our game plan to a T, then, I really like our chances with this group, and I really like the lengths that we can go this year in the postseason.
So some Prince George Cougars have been recognized this season with NHL deals and Weeb and Wheatcroft. Now, you're going to be a 20 next year. Is it in your mind a given you're going to be back with the Cougars? Is there a chance you would try to sign somewhere to play pro because you'd be eligible as a 20? I know you're not thinking about next year, but, just in the back of your mind, are you looking that you want to be a 20 and try and accomplish what Weeb and Wheatcroft did, get that NHL deal as a 20?
Yeah, that's my goal. My mind right now is just focused on this postseason right now and go as long as we can. And after that, I'm going to get ready in the summer to come back to the Cougars as a 20-year-old and do everything I can, obviously, to earn an NHL deal, but also to get, the team to a place maybe it's never been in the postseason next year, if we don't do it this year.
Have you had any discussions, any teams sort of reach out? There is a chance you could get drafted. I mean, as 19-year-olds, they don't often get drafted. There is that possibility. But has there been any contact with any teams at this point, or you'll sort of let that ride a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a couple here and there just after games, and I know my agent's been in contact with some teams, but definitely a weird year being a 19-year-old, undrafted, your first year of eligibility. I have to go through the whole draft process again, and then if nothing happens there, then obviously I have to wait for my 20-year-old year again to try and sign an NHL deal. But I'm happy with the steps I'm taking right now, and I'm just trusting the process. And I'm confident in myself. At the end of the day, all I can do is just control what I can control and work hard. And if something's going to happen, then it's going to happen.
Are you surprised that you jumped from 45 points in 65 games to 72 and 66?
I don't think I was surprised. I was very confident last year, and I knew coming into this year that I was going to be even more confident. And I had a really good summer, and I felt really good coming into the year. And I knew that kind of the league this year a lot better. And obviously, I'm a year older, and my goal this year was to put up a good amount of numbers and produce heavily from the back end. And I'm happy that I was able to achieve that.
You're from the great city of Winnipeg, where I was born and raised. So you've always got that in your back pocket. But you had some family come in on the weekend, like all the Cougars did, or at least most of them, to come and watch. How special was that? How often are family throughout the season been coming to watch you play, or because of the distance, they've just been watching on TV?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, living away from home, and whenever the chance you get to see your parents or anybody from your family, it's so special. I'm extremely fortunate. I have such good parents, and they come throughout the year quite a bit, come watch me play. And my grandparents watched, I think, our first U.S. road trip. They watched every game, plus some. They were here for, they watched, I think, 15 games in the span of 2 months or whatever on the road. So I get to see my family quite a bit, and I'm so fortunate for that, and so lucky, because I know some guys, or a lot of guys can't say the same thing. But, to be able to see the people that, you love the most, and, the people that are the reason kind of you're in the position you're in, it's so special.
After games, do you phone them right away? How do you sort of go about that in terms of keeping in contact with them throughout the season? You wait a couple of days? Is it only once or twice a week? Is it after every game? What about the constant contact you have with family?
Yeah, I think my grandma will text me after every game, kind of regardless if it goes good or bad. And my dad will usually text me if it's not a good game to let me know. But other than that, I usually have like a schedule kind of on Sundays. I'll try to call everybody and talk to them, and I'll text my parents and my family kind of throughout the week. But, when it comes time to on the weekend and stuff, I stay away kind of from talking to them and focus on the game. And when Sunday rolls around, I'll catch up with them again and kind of debrief over the games and how their weekend went.
Does Dad offer you advice? If so, what is it?
He just tells me to go out and play my game and have fun. He believes in me so much, and I'm so fortunate to call him my dad. And and kind of the opposite, when it's not a good game, he's not afraid to let me know. And I think that's good. Sometimes you need to kind of be put in your place a little bit. And it's not always sunshine and rainbows in hockey. And sometimes that's good to kind of see, maybe I didn't play the best game that I needed to. But the opposite too is when I play a really good game, he'll be the first person to let me know. So I guess that I'm so fortunate to call my dad, and he's a big reason kind of where I am today.
It's all about feedback and positive feedback, and it's one thing to get it from coaches. Everybody gets it from coaches, but to have that support from family, I would imagine that's a big reason why you've been so successful.
Yeah, and like I said, I'm so fortunate. I have such a good family, and so many people that care about me. And when I have a good game, there's so many people letting me know. And, maybe when I don't have the greatest game, there's people letting me know too. And, I think that's awesome. And, I play hockey for myself, of course, but a lot of the reason I play too is for my family. And I just want to do well for them. And at the end of the day, I can only go out and do what I can. And I know that they're proud of me regardless. And, it'd be really nice kind of at the end of this to sign maybe an NHL deal and, see kind of the smiles on their faces and stuff would be pretty pretty precious.
All right, before I get to a Chase, any final thoughts you want to pass along? Any predictions against the Americans? Anything you'd like to say before the big playoff series against the Tri-City?
No, I don't think anything too crazy. Like I said earlier, I think when it comes to terms of playoffs, if we play our game, if we stick to our systems, and if everybody's ready to play, then I like our chances of getting out of that first round. And it's not going to be easy, but I really believe in our group, and I'm really excited to get going.
All the best, and I'm sure we'll talk to you throughout the playoffs. Take care.
That sounds good. Thanks, Harley.
You bet. That was Prince George Cougars defenseman Hudson Thornton, and you are listening to CAT Scan. It's brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words. Well, Chase Wheatcroft is very familiar with being interviewed, and that's because it's happened time and time again throughout our PG Cougar broadcasts, because he's been at or near the top when it comes to the Stars. And, you know, you, speaking about Stars and everything like that, have an NHL contract. I mean, you've had some time to digest it. And I imagine, because when we were doing conversations throughout the broadcast, I would keep asking you, Chase, what's going on with an NHL deal? And you would try to downplay it, and we'll worry about it after. And, you know, you're probably happy that you don't have to answer those questions anymore because it's all done.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it's pretty cool thing for sure. I don't know if I've processed it completely yet. I still kind of wake up in the mornings in disbelief of what's happened. But, yeah, no, it's been really fun. It's been a really good experience for me. You know, my family was up here last weekend, so really cool to, you know, experience it all with them. And, everyone's been great about it. My family and friends have been, you know, really supportive as well, so it's been awesome.
Okay, give us as many details as you can about the NHL deal. We all know it's a 3-year entry-level contract, Dallas, all that stuff. But how many teams were interested? Why did you make the decision there? How did it come about? Was this your decision? Did your agent have a big role in it? What about your parents? You know, we just get the headline. Now we want all the details. Give us everything that you can tell us.
There was a couple other teams interested. It's kind of a bit of a domino effect. You know, one team offers, and here come a couple other ones because at the end of the day, they want that player. But my agent didn't have any say. He wanted me to make the decision that he thought was best for myself, and he'd be 100% supportive. He's been unreal like that for, you know, all my career. And I think my parents had a bit of a role in it, of course. And, you know, I listen to them with everything because they're such big parts of my life. But at the end of the day, I thought it was the right fit for me. I've only heard good things about Austin, Texas. I've only heard good things about their coaching staff, their GM, their everything. And, that kind of at the end of the day led me to pick Dallas. And I'm very happy with, you know, the decision I made.
What was it about the Stars offer that you said, this is for me?
It wasn't much about, you know, maybe the numbers or anything like that. The biggest thing for me was, you know, I had some Zoom calls with some teams, in the weeks prior, but with Dallas, their GM hopped on the call, and that, you know, I thought that was big for me, you know, for the GM to kind of, you know, get to understand what the kind of player I am and the kind of personality I am was a big thing for me. And after all my Zoom calls, Dallas was the only team that had the GM on there. So I thought that was a really big thing for me. And you know, it meant that they were really looking at me and they really liked, you know, kind of my game style and my personality as well.
How long had you been in discussion with them? Was there a point where in the season, I mean, you were very consistent throughout the season, but, you know, and we're going to talk about the fact that, you know, you had not put up big WHL numbers and then all of a sudden, you know, eye-popping numbers as a 20-year-old. When did the Stars become interested? When did NHL teams start to take note?
I think kind of throughout the entire year, NHL teams were a bit in contact, and there were some conversations, but stuff really started to ramp up kind of in February and at the start of March here. And, I've been super grateful for the opportunity. You know, all the teams around the league just taking the time to talk to me. It was awesome. And obviously Dallas, the biggest thanks to them for, you know, making the leap and, you know, putting some faith in me. So I'm excited to see what I can prove there in Dallas.
So your WHL career with Lethbridge and Winnipeg, 137 games and 83 points, including 31 goals. Now as a 20 with Prince George, number 2 in WHL scoring, 105 points, 66 games, heading into the final weekend of the regular season, 47 goals. How does one go from 83 points in basically three seasons with a couple of teams to 105 points in one season with one team?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of factors, you know, that can come into play. Biggest thing that comes to my head is that, you know, I really dialed it in this summer and really put the steps in to, you know, be able to kind of have a big year like this. I got to work out with some pros this summer and kind of saw how well they treated themselves and how dialed in they are day in and day out. And, you know, I really took notes from that and kind of applied that to myself when I was training or when I was on the ice. And, you know, another big thing, kind of confidence. I started to, you know, get rolling here in Prince George, and I kind of never looked back and just kept rolling and really was confident with my abilities. And I think that's kind of a big part of it as well.
Now, you're number one in power play goals in the league. Did you even have a power play goal last season?
I'm not completely sure. I don't think I did. I think I wasn't on the power play in Winnipeg, and I played it quite a bit in Lethbridge, but I think I was more of a setup guy. So, no, I don't know if I did have a power play goal at all last year.
Yeah, and that's what I'd heard. I mean, again, that is something else when you've gone from zero to 22 power play goals and everything like that. What is it? You know, so you've got almost half your goals on the power play. And again, familiarity. It's been, and I talked with Hudson about this, it's been the same five-man unit from the start with that extra room, everything like that. But then again, you know, Zimmer, who's a great goal scorer, he's getting a lot of goals, but he's not getting the amount of power play goals you are. And really nobody else in the league is. What do you attribute that to?
Well, yeah, I think the biggest part is, you know, the guys around me. They're finding me in that spot. I think I've been able to find myself, you know, in good spots and get open in front and be able to, you know, put the shot where I've wanted it at times. But the biggest thing is them. You know, they're finding me in those spots or making the plays to, you know, get the puck on my stick. And I think that's kind of been the biggest key for my success. You know, us in the five-man unit, we're good buddies away from the rink. We mesh really well, so. Just things like that is really big for us.
If 1 year ago I said to you, Chase, you're not only going to go to Prince George, but you're going to be number two in WHL scoring, only behind Connor Bedard, what would you have said?
Yeah, I don't know if I completely would have believed you, but it's been so surreal this entire season, and it's been life changing, to be honest with you. And I can't thank, you know, the people around me enough. Mark Lamb's been unbelievable this year for me. He's been so good with, you know, getting my confidence up, putting me in spots that can, you know, teaching me lots of things along the way as well. You know, Prince George, I've debatably the best built I've ever seen in this league. They're unbelievable. It's just stuff like that. It's been so good. The teammates are unreal. So there's so many people I can thank for my success, and it's just been unreal this year, and hopefully can keep going like this in my career.
I hope after the season you can go to Mark and say, you know, Mark, I think you owe me at least a lunch, because you've made him look pretty good, because he only had to give up a fourth-round draft pick for you. And, I mean, that looks pretty good in the Prince George books, the way you have blossomed and everything like that. So I don't know if you've got that in your personality to sort of bring it up once the season is done, but you've made him look pretty good as well.
Oh, yeah, but I think he's made me look just as well. You know, it's been a great career for me so well, but I've completely flourished under him, and he's been so good and such a big part of my success. So I might have to buy him lunch, to be honest.
Okay, what has he sort of done to help you get to the stage that you have compared to some of the other coaches? I know your role is a more prominent role now as a 20, but what are some of the things you can tell us that Mark has done that has helped elevate you?
Yeah, you know, I think all three of my coaches have been unreal. I mean, Brent Kitzio, assistant coach for, you know, the World Juniors, he was unbelievable coach. He was so good. James Patrick, I mean, guy's almost an NHL Hall of Famer defenseman. He was incredible coach. He knew so much about the game, and he was so good for me for my development and, you know, maybe developing a different aspect of my game that, you know, it was really big for me going into this year. But, yeah, Lammer, he's been unbelievable. I mean, he's got that pro experience. He's been around the game for so long. The way he looks at the game is something I've never seen before. He's really, really taught me different ways to, you know, approach every scenario on the ice. He's taught me to put the work in, he's putting me in really good spots to succeed. And, you know, I think I've flourished under those kind of spots, and it's been awesome. He's been really good for me this year.
As one of the 20-year-olds, as one of the leaders, what are you going to try to instill in this Cougar team come the playoffs? You know how different it is. You were with Winnipeg last season. They won two rounds. They actually expected to go a little further. They probably have a little better roster even this year. They expect to win the East again this year. So you've been around a team that has high expectations in the playoffs, that has won in the playoffs. The Cougars have not won a playoff series since 2007, which really is not an indictment on these players. They were in the playoffs last year. They did not win a game. You know what's going to be different. You're going against Tri-City. You're not going to score 7 and 8 goals. You're not going to score 5 and 6 goals even each night. You're going to have to grind out 3-2. You may have to grind out 2-1 kind of games, even though you're an offensive team. What can you help the rest of the team realize for the playoff grind?
Yeah, I mean, I've been through it. It's a grind. There's going to be ups and downs in playoffs. You kind of got to limit both the ups and downs because you can't get too up until it's maybe until you got the trophy in your hand. But it's a tough grind, and we're going to have to. I think we have the ability to play playoff hockey. I think we've given the best teams in the league, you know, really good runs this year, like the Kamloops game that beat us with 7 seconds left. I mean, we've got to play that kind of hockey, you know, hard nose, not afraid to battle. And you know, our goal scoring will still be able to do what it can do in the playoffs. I mean, that's kind of our biggest thing is our offense, and we're going to need to show that. But as well, we're going to have to shut it down defensively and really, really take pride in our defensive game.
It's a 2-3-2. It could have been, if the Cougars insisted, because they're the higher seed, 2-2-1-1-1. This does cut down on travel. However, there are some risks. If the series, for example, ends up in 5 games for whoever, that would mean that Tri-City got the extra home game, even though Prince George was higher in the standings. Having said that, PG has games 6 and 7 at home if it goes that long. As a player, knowing there is less travel in 2-3-2, are you happy with that? Or does it matter whether it's 2-3-2, 2-2-1-1-1, or any other combination? Does it make a difference to a player at all?
It's not the biggest deal. I like the 2-3-2 setup just because I think Kenwick's 12 and a half hours away, and we don't need to be traveling that back and forth if it does get to game 5, 6, and 7. I think the 2-3-2 is really good for us, and it limits our hours on the bus and limits the rest we can grab. Or not limited, it makes it so we can grab more rest and really, really perform to our best during the playoffs.
One thing about this year's Cougars, home record, away record has been sort of similar. So I guess it really doesn't matter too much, you know, where you play. It's always great to have game 7 on home ice. Everybody wants that. That's what you shoot for, all of those kinds of things. But it's not like the Cougars have been much better at home than they have been on the road. And is there something behind that where the team is very comfortable away?
Yeah, I think for us, I think the preparation's been pretty similar away and at home. I think the coaching staff's done a really good job of, you know, providing us with whatever we kind of want on the road, what time we get to eat pregame meal, the time we get to nap, the time we get to wake up in the morning, all that kind of stuff, you know, plays a big factor in preparation. And when you get to kind of prepare like you do on the road, like you do at home, it kind of feels like a home game other than the fans. So it's been awesome for that. They've been so good about that. And, that's kind of why it's been pretty similar throughout the season.
You haven't played Tri-City very much. First two games of the regular season. Then you played there. The team had the flu bug. That's 3-4 months ago. How do you sort of look at this matchup against the Americans, who are led by a top-notch goaltender? But how do you, as a player, see playing a Tri-City?
I think we're excited. It's a team that it's maybe not as familiar as the teams in our division. So it'll be nice to be able to, you know, play some new guys and some new faces out there. But yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun. It's gonna be a battle. It's gonna be the playoffs, and we're gonna enjoy it as much as we can. And it's gonna be business, and we're gonna try and play our game, and you know, hopefully win the series.
You wouldn't be human if you would not be thinking about 50 goals. You're at 47 going into the last two regular season games against Kamloops. How much is that sort of in the back of your mind?
Yeah, you know, 50 is a pretty good milestone. So I've been I've been thinking about it a bit, but, you know, maybe not as much as you think. I'm really fortunate to, you know, have some goals I've completed along the way this season. And I wouldn't say I'm fulfilled, but I'm definitely pretty happy with how it's gone so far. But 50 would definitely be the cherry on top. And I'll be aiming for it this weekend. I'll be trying to score some goals, and that'll also help our team win some big games and get rolling come playoff time.
Is it sort of a blessing you get to play Kamloops these two preparation games, since you have played a number of games against teams below 500, teams that will not be in the playoffs, teams that won't be in the playoffs very long, even though there's nothing at stake in terms of standings against the Blazers, just going against that kind of talent to sort of help prepare?
Yeah, I think that is a good thing. Get back in the swing of things, play some really high energy, high tempo hockey before playoffs is a really good thing for us. You know, even though we've been playing maybe weaker opponents, it doesn't mean that we've, you know, lost our touch. And I think we've still been playing great hockey this second half, and we're going to try to keep that rolling come playoff time for sure.
As a player last year into the WHL, knowing your team, knowing not only the opposition of the first round, but how good some other teams are, is the goal to win out of the first round? Is the goal, how high is it right now? What is it? Is it a small goal, large goal? How do you look at the playoffs in terms of success?
Oh, man, we're trying to take this thing home. I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said anything else. The mood and the room is that we can do this. We've competed with those top teams. We can play that game. We can take it to them. I think we're a very physical team. In a seven-game series, we're going to wear them down. We're going to play our game, and it's going to be tough to play against us. And I'll tell you what, I think if you ask that question, every single guy in the room, they'd all say that they want to win it as well. So that just kind of shows, you know, how committed we really are to this goal and how much we're going to really go for it this year.
So talent-wise, you believe as a player, the Cougars have the ability and the talent to make a drive into Western Final, WHL Final, all of that. That is a firm belief in the team?
Yeah, I think that's a belief that we have. I mean, the way we've been playing, the way we've been meshing, that's kind of where we're at right now. I think this would be a good year to, you know, really show that the Prince George is here to play, and I think it's going to be a great postseason for us.
What about emotions, knowing that at some point here in the spring, your WHL career is coming to an end? Have you had a chance to reflect on that, or are you trying to put that out of your mind?
Yeah, it's definitely a thought. But I've been around for 4 years. It's been an unbelievable experience. I've made so many memories, friendships. There's been some ups, there's been some downs, but I've really cherished my time in this league. And yeah, it's definitely there. But to be honest with you, I'm just focusing on the playoffs and you know what that brings.
Have the Dallas Stars, have they got an off season workout plan for you, or that you just do things yourself, or how was that? Like, once you signed the deal, did they say, hey, we'll just get back to you once the season is over, or this is what we want you to do? What was the conversations like in terms of that?
Yeah, they kind of want to, you know, stay out of your way for the rest of the season. They kind of just wished me good luck and you know, really wanted us to do well and for myself to do well, and then after season we'll go from there, kind of see what happens for the summer and what happens, you know, for the seasons to continue.
What's been the highlight this year for you?
I don't know. There's been a lot of good moments. I mean, there's been where we clinched playoffs. The room was so much fun after. A lot of guys haven't clinched. I think last year Prince George came down to the last game, so they didn't have that feeling before. Locking up fourth place was also a really, really good moment for us as a team. And it was really good for the boys to kind of get that. And it was really happy. And yeah, I know there's been lots of good moments like that for sure.
And perhaps the best memories are yet to come.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way I think.
What would you like to say to Prince George Cougar fans as you get ready for the postseason and the Tri-City Americans? Going to make any predictions? Going to say anything at all? What do you want to tell the fans of Prince George?
Yeah, I don't know if I have per se a prediction, but I think we're going to play as hard as we can. And I think, you know, the energy of you guys, the fans, is really big for us. And it goes a long way if you guys are there and cheering us on. So, yeah, hopefully we see you guys at the CN Center, and I'm sure we'll put on a show for you guys.
So if somewhere down the road, and you will get old enough at some point, hockey doesn't work out, What about going to the broadcast booth? That seems something you're pretty comfortable with. You've done a lot this season.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that too much, but I remember when I was 17 years old, my color guy said I should become an actor when I'm done playing hockey. So I'm not saying that's what I'll jump into, but yeah, I don't mind the camera. I don't mind talking in front of people. So I guess we'll see where it takes. But hockey's definitely what I'm focused on for now, and definitely want to, you know, play as long as I can.
Just a comfort zone that you know, that you have, that you enjoy, and of course those interviews are a lot better after wins and everything like that. Chase, we've enjoyed having you on the podcast. We've enjoyed having you during the PG Cougar broadcast, and I'm sure we're going to be speaking with you again throughout the postseason ride. All the best, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Hartley.
You bet.
It's been awesome, so thank you.
You bet. Chase Wheatcroft is with the Prince George Cougars. Earlier, you heard from Hudson Thornton of the PG Cougars, and you've been listening to CatScan. Brought to you by Integris. Local speaks louder than words.